Ecclesiastes chapter 2. I said in my heart, go now, I will prove you with joy, therefore enjoy pleasure, and, indeed, this also is vanity. I said of laughter, it is mad. And of joy, what does it accomplish? I sought in my heart to give myself to wine, yet acquainting my heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, until I might see what good that was for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their lives. I made for myself great works, I built for myself houses, I planted for myself vineyards. I made for myself gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made for myself pools of water, to water with the wood that brings forth trees. I obtained for myself servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house, also I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all who were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered for myself also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I got for myself men singers and women singers, and the delights of the sons of men, as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great, and increased more than all who were before me in Jerusalem. My wisdom also remained with me. And whatever my eyes desired I did not keep from them, I did not withhold my heart from any joy. Because my heart rejoiced in all my labor. And this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had done, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and, indeed, all was vanity, worthless, futile, and trouble of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. And I turned myself to look at wisdom, and madness, and folly, because what can the man do who comes after the king? Even that which has been already done. Then I saw that wisdom is greater than folly, as far as light is greater than darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head. But the fool walks in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happens to them all. Then I said in my heart, as it happens to the fool, so it happens even to me, and why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart, that this also is vanity. Because there is no memory of the wise more than of the fool forever, since that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how does the wise man die? Just as the fool. Therefore I hated life. Because the work that is done under the sun is grievous to me, because all is vanity and trouble of spirit. Yes, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it to the man who will come after me. And who knows whether he will be a wise man or a fool? Yet he will have rule over all my labor in which I have labored, and in which I have shown myself wise under the sun. This is also vanity. Therefore I went about to cause my heart to despair of all the labor which I took under the sun. Because there is a man whose labor is in wisdom, and in knowledge, and in fairness, yet to a man who has not labored in it he will leave it for his portion. This also is vanity and a great evil. Because what has man of all his labor, and of the trouble of his heart, in which he has labored under the sun? Because all his days are sorrows, and his labor grief, yes, his heart does not take rest in the night. This is also vanity. There is nothing better for a man, than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God. Because who can eat, or who else can hurry to it, more than I? Because God gives to a man what is good in his sight wisdom, and knowledge, and joy, but to the sinner he gives trouble, to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him what is good before God. This also is vanity and trouble of spirit.